Welcome to the Miracle of Surrender podcast. My name is Abhi Vara. I guide you to awaken spiritually. I will share my own experience about how spirituality destroyed my mind and body, and I was kind of reborn with newfound consciousness. Later I learned how the fierce grace forced me to surrender inward to being, because my mind never wanted to surrender, but go outward and get lost in thinking, or it want to get lost in the world. Once you understand that spiritual awakening is a self-destructive process, first, you will realize the peace of God within, and your mind will not bother you with unnecessary thoughts and emotions. Now let's first understand why spiritual awakening is so painful to you. Why did your career, daily routines, friendships, likes and interests all fall apart after waking up spiritually? Why do you hate the things that used to make you happy in the past? You might wonder, what should I do with my life now? How do I explain my deeper feelings after waking up spiritually to my family? There are two types of processes a person goes through for liberation. One is spiritual awakening and the other is spiritual enlightenment. Now, spiritual awakening is a process that you go through for a long time and you slowly start operating from being instead of your mind. Your mind slowly dissolves and you live from a surrender state of being that is one with God itself. This metamorphosis is like the transmutation of a butterfly from a caterpillar. Spiritual enlightenment is when you get liberated in one instance, maybe in a few minutes, a few hours or a day. This is a rare event when the person is fully realized and the whole universe reveals itself to that person. Here your center of life changes from mind to being completely. Many enlightened sages go through this one-time event while on this earth. This depends upon your past birth karma. After my spiritual awakening, the spiritual journey wasn't always joyful for me. It was very confusing and frustrating. I felt angry, sad, and out of place. The life I had built on competition and achievement didn't make any sense anymore. The physical pains also started in my life, as if this emotional turmoil was not enough. I came across an intense back pain that suddenly resurfaced after years. So I went to do an MRI to see why this back pain resurfaced. That was in June 2012. I finished MRI and doctor came in my room with a startled look. I asked if everything is okay. He asked me to forget about my back pain, because they incidentally spotted a brain tumor in me while they were taking my MRI scans. And suddenly when I heard that, instead of worrying, I was at peace. Can you imagine I was at peace when I heard about my brain tumor? In the foreground, I was sad, but in the background, there was immense peace. You see, I got irritated at that time with even small things, but whenever some huge setbacks came into my life, my mind would immediately surrender inward and become silent. Going back home, I gave this news to my wife and she was crying and crying, but somehow I felt all okay and that inner peace never left me since. Anyway, I went to a brain tumor specialist and had surgery to remove my brain tumor. They successfully removed my brain tumor in August 2012. Now the question might arise in your mind, why do mental and physical illnesses come into our life after spiritual awakening? To understand this answer, I research and read many spiritual books. I met some of the enlightened sages and realize the answer in my being. The answer is, after a spiritual awakening, the inner being has called us to surrender our mind within so we can merge with the higher power and operate our life from a place of surrender state, from here, from our being. From this surrender state, knowing takes place instead of thinking. Being takes charge instead of the mind. Our life prospers without the judgment and analysis of mind. You perceive the world without thinking as your mind has merged with your being. I can guide you to that state right now at this moment. Just take two conscious breaths. After taking two conscious breaths, just hear the silence around. Hear the silence and feel the space. Now perceive the things like this mic without thinking. I can perceive everything. I can perceive that plant, this curtain, this mic. I can perceive that wall. But without thinking. So the perception without thought. This is a beautiful way to live. In a surrender state, life becomes very peaceful and joyful as you don't react to people and situations. There is no mental voice or thinking that is continuously bothering you. So after awakening, when your inner being is inviting you to have this life of no thinking, calling you from within, your mind still want to go out and want to get lost in the world. Because your mind want three things, money, relationship and fame. It knew nothing about realizing God's essence within you. These three things, money, relationship and fame, are never enough for your mind. You can give an unlimited supply of these three things to mind, but it will never feel satisfied. You know, this is the only truth if you have lived long enough, right? These three things are not enough for your mind. So God gives us fierce grace in the form of physical illnesses. When this physical illness comes, some percentage of our mind gets dissolved. I said some percentage. Our awakening gets intensified by few percentages, hence suffering brings an awakening. Now you ask, but why do we need to suffer to awaken? No, you don't need to suffer. All human beings don't go through suffering. The people whose minds don't easily surrender inward go through suffering. Now this suffering that I call fierce grace happens to people who inherited a very dense and materialistic mind due to their inherent mind tendencies. In a way, they have very egotistical mind that wants to achieve this and that. You don't need to suffer to awaken. Suffering is only necessary until you realize from your inner being that it is unnecessary. The question is not what meaning those physical illnesses carry with them. The question is what meaning, what response do you give from your inner being to that physical illnesses? Ask what life wants from you at this stage, then give a very conscious reply or rest in your being. Mental and physical suffering comes to awaken you and dissolve your mind into being. It puts your mind inward towards God. In my case, brain tumor did the same thing. Later, it was proved that the brain tumor happened because of the excessive stress I was going through while building my real estate company in Dubai. When I lost everything, including my business in the financial crisis of 2008. At that time, my brain produced more harmful hormones and created that tumor as my mind was constantly stressed. You see, I was born in extreme poverty in India, and because of my poor childhood and growing up struggling to meet even the basic necessities of life, my ego was conditioned to feel scarcity and fear regarding the money. My ego was always in the perpetual lack state. Hence, my ego pushed me to work hard to become somebody and achieve this or that. So my mind was always staying outwards, lost in the thoughts of achievement due to my childhood condition. The point is, awakening comes to destroy your mind, and if your mind doesn't dissolve, you might get physical illnesses, and that will force your mind to surrender inward. So for the example's sake, let's talk about dissolving of the mind in percentages. So let's say your first awakening dissolves 30% of your mind, but still 70% of your mind is active. There will be more fears, grace or suffering if you don't surrender your mind inward. Remember this, because once the awakening happens to you, it can't be reversed. Yes, your egoic mind might delay the awakening by keeping your attention outward constantly, but eventually you will be forced by fear's grace to surrender your mind inward. I am happy to report that after my brain tumor, my mind was ready to surrender and dissolve in being. But it was not the case. There was some more mind left with its inclination and desires. Now, after healing my brain tumor, I got contracted with severe chronic back pain. This chronic back pain and sciatica was so worse that I couldn't sleep in the night. I started doing yoga, physiotherapy and many other physical exercises to overcome this back pain, but it never healed. For 4 years, I struggled to get relief from back pain, but this whole back pain and body pain persisted. One night, my mind was really upset due to this horrifying chronic back pain. I still remember that night. The thought of suicide came to my mind. Literally a thought come crossover to my mind of suicide. That was in 2016. So I was oscillating between the bliss of awakening and then again the agony of back pain. But that night I have had enough. I cried a lot. If you ever had a chronic back pain, your life feels like a burden. This back pain broke me. My brain tumor was literally a cakewalk in front of this chronic back pain. So that night, I absolutely broke down. My daughters came and hugged me. So I got silent, thinking that It was not good to show them my pain, so I stopped crying. Again, at midnight, I yelled toward the sky in my bedroom and swore to God. I literally swore to God. I was so tired of that pain for 4 years that I lost all my patience. In fact, I was speaking to my father, looking in the sky, who died 6 years ago, so that he could explain to God either to heal my back pain or end my life. I was so tired. My wife hugged me tightly while I was crying and yelling to God. I was literally yelling to God. Now, I don't know when I slept at that night, but when I woke up in morning, I sat for meditation. After meditation, a conscious thought came to my mind. It comes from within my heart here. It said, "Abby, for every problem in your life, you read books. Why don't you read one of the best-selling books to heal your back pain?" And I said, I still remember, I said, "Can anybody heal their physical back pain by reading a book? For 4 years, I have been visiting several doctors, physiotherapists, and yoga gurus, and it is not healing. How can anybody heal back pain by reading a book?" So I surrendered to that calm voice coming from my heart. I went to Amazon and researched chronic back pain books. And I came across this book called Healing Back Pain by Dr. John Sharno. So I read some reviews and I bought it. After reading that book, in 45 days, my back pain was healed. There is no pain absolutely after I read that book. And this back pain is again due to stress, as after destruction of my business in 2008, my mind was always worried about how to build my life and take care of my family. So after this suffering of back pain, again, I love to tell you that my mind got fully dissolved and surrendered to being, but it was not so. After a few months, my mind got busy outward to initiate and research to start a business, as my whole mind identity was built on my profession. Again, I met with fierce grace when I was planning to start some commercial business in Singapore. This time, I completely broke my ACL and knee as we are planning to relocate to Singapore. After this, for 1 year, I couldn't stand up properly on my legs. For the next 2 years, I couldn't even walk. Here is my MRI report stating the anterior cruciate ligament, ACL, of my knee is completely broken. The doctor asked me to go for immediate surgery and told me that if I don't go for surgery, my knees need to be replaced in the future, because surgery is only option when your ACL fibers are completely broken. I didn't opt to go for surgery, as this time, I don't want to cut my body part. I put my faith in the miracle of life and God. It took me 2 years to heal naturally with lots of physiotherapy. But I got healed fully in a natural way. Again, after the last accident of my ACL, my mind did not surrender and slow down. Now the last destruction of my mind was coming, and this time it will dissolve my ego totally. In the last encounter with fear's grace, I damaged my cuff rotator muscle of my shoulder in an accident and completely lost the movement of my shoulder. Now the cuff rotator tear of the shoulder is the most painful thing to have. It has been proven in the medical circle that nothing will give you more pain physically than when you break your cuff rotator muscle. Again, another 2 years went by to heal naturally, but those 2 years is my experience in hell. I was oscillating in the bliss of my being and agony of my physical pain. Bliss of my being, agony of my physical pain. But this time it was different. I was able to completely detach from the physical pain and learn to go totally inward in my being. I used to stay there for hours, transcending my mind and body. It was a beautiful suffering. Beautiful suffering. Where I dissolved my mind completely. After this accident, I completely surrendered my mind inward. And after this, my mind never rose up again. Now my life is an expression of peace and joy of inner being. I am no longer pushed and pulled into wild mental states by my mind. The fluctuation from awakening to egoic states completely stopped. Completely stopped. Now, why did I have to go through these trials and errors of destruction of my mind and body? Because my whole life I have identified and operated from the mind. I feel that my existence was being destroyed as my mind was dissolving due to awakening. So my mind never wanted to surrender and realize peace. My mind made me run around to eliminate all the worries, and that was just an excuse for not surrendering inward. It was just an excuse for not surrendering inward. Remember this. As my conditioned mind pattern was dying, my mind made me feel miserable by re-identifying myself with its old dysfunctional patterns. After fully surrendering my mind inward, I realized that I am not my mind. I am the awareness. That awareness is God itself. So I became one with that awareness. After a spiritual awakening, there is a great sign about what life wants from you. And that sign comes in the form of door shutting on your face. No matter how much you try to return to your old way of life or career, the door keeps shutting on your face. An illness or accident can happen if you repeatedly knock on the same door. The fierce grace shows you how to pursue a new path. But your mind don't want to pursue a new path. It wanted to go again and again on the old path. And this will not work out. You might ask, if it's so, everyone will rest in their being without making any effort. What is the point of doing anything in the world then? It's a great question. You know what is the greatest effort according to the ancient scriptures? The most significant effort is to surrender your mind inward and abide in being with all your power of will and action. With all your power of will and action. This is the essence of Ramana Maharshi's teachings too. Jesus said it. Once you realize the kingdom of heaven within you, everything will be added to you. Once you surrender your mind inward, you are not the doer, but God is the doer through you. Then the universe will act you to manifest its purpose. This non-doership is the most significant spiritual truth, and it absolves you from all karma. God is nobody and nothing. God is nobody and nothing. And He does not do anything, yet He lives nothing undone. The ordinary man is always doing things, yet many more are left to be done. After going through 15 years of spiritual awakening process, after my first awakening in August 2008, I realized that people don't need to leave their homes, families, and possessions to attend spiritual awakening. Resting your mind in inner being while active in the world is the most significant spiritual practice. And once you deeply understand this, no spiritual practice, no reading of scriptures, or no guru is required, as while resting in being, you are one with God all the time. Let me know about your spiritual awakening process in the comments below. Did your mind surrender easily? How did you deepen your spiritual awakening? What are the challenges and struggles you faced during your spiritual awakening? Also, if you have any questions, you can ask me in the comments below. Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you, guys. If this podcast resonates with you, you can download my free ebook, The Courage to Awaken, and join my course, The Miracle of Surrender. Also, you can take one-to-one private counseling sessions with me. All the links are in the description below. Thank you so much.